And right now, we're going to find out about another great play which is coming up in our area, put on by the Weebatuck Drama Society, Guys and Dolls, Friday the 15th, Saturday the 16th at 7, and Sunday the 17th at 2 at the Weebatuck High School on Haight Road in Amenia. And joining us right now is the director of that show, Joshua Stone. Joshua, good morning.
It's the Iron Man, Marshall Miles, everyone.
I don't know about Iron Man.
I'm actually dismayed to find out that you can be sick. No one believes you can ever be sick, Marshall.
Well, it happens, especially at my Iron Man age. Okay. So now, how long have you been directing plays over at Weebatuck?
Well, this is my first production at Weebatuck as director. Last year, I did the musical direction, with Heather Holohan, and we did the Lin-Manuel Miranda play, Bring It On. That was really fun. It was not that hard to get kids involved because it's a show about teenagers, many of whom are cheerleaders, and as many of your audience might know, Weebatuck has a very strong cheering tradition. So that was a good show for those kids. This year, we chose something Golden Era. And, you know, I have nothing against Annie and Rip Van Winkle. Michael is an old friend. Michael does fantastic work. He's a treasure to have. Annie's good. It's great. But Guys and Dolls is the classic Golden Era musical. There's nothing better. These songs are spectacular. And I will also take a moment to say it's at the very top of the most covered musicals of all time. Most performed songs of Broadway come from this show. Now, one example I'm just going to mention is Miles Davis' If I Were a Bell. Go listen to that. It blows your mind.
You know, the great thing about the show is gangsters in society.
Yeah.
This era is a hit. It doesn't matter whether you're 15, 20, 30, 40, 60. The show really does appear and appeal to just about every age group.
Well, it's fun that way. And I don't want to say that that the show has relevance today especially, but you can certainly find it. I also want to say there's something about the language, the Damon Runyon language. It takes kids a moment. They don't talk like this normally, but once they start getting into the rhythm of the language, it's a blast. There's a moment in the play where Nathan Detroit is talking to Adelaide and she's reading a book. The book turns out to be about psychology, as your listeners will know, some of them. And he says, you know, you're reading so many books lately, you're becoming a regular bookie. She doesn't know what he means, and the actors have to be explained what a bookie is.
Oh well, but you're right. When you spoke about the songs in the show,
yeah.
I mean, you've got Luck Be a Lady Tonight.
Luck Be a Lady. If I Were a Bell. There's also a Fugue for Tin Horns. It's a three-part canon about horse racing. It's magnificent. It's the opening song. There's the song Oldest Established, which is a classic Broadway song. Oldest Established, permanent floating crap game in New York. It's just magnificent, one after another.
Well, and of course, if you ever watch the movie, Sit Down, You Rock in the Boat.
I mean, so glad you mentioned that. What an amazing song! And you know, that's the thing that the kids know. And I tried to explain that to them when we first got into it. That these songs are going to come back to you over and over again in life. You're going to find out, oh, this person did it. Next thing I know, somebody brings in there's a Lin-Manuel Miranda version of Sit Down, You Rock in the Boat somewhere out there.
It's just really an unbelievable musical that has a great storyline and yet incorporates humor within that storyline, which is amazing.
Yeah. No, it's just a lot of great lines. We're lucky in that some of the, you know, a lot of texts that are 60, 70 years old, as you know, they get real stale and they get harder and harder to reproduce. In this case, some of the kids that have the fewest lines have some of the best lines. There's a wonderful role, Big Julie, which is traditionally the toughest gangster. All the gangsters, the gamblers, crapshooters, whatever, in this show, they're tough with their fists, and there is a lot of punching going on, I must say, but only one gangster carries a gun, and that's Big Julie. And so they're all the most afraid of Big Julie. In our case, the toughest gangster is also a woman. Big Julie is played by a wonderful high school girl, Disha Patel, and ours, I am proud to say, is a gender non-binary guys and dolls, and the kids are killing it.
Well, you know the true success of a song is when you of a show actually is when you leave the show and you're humming or either singing some of the songs, and Guys and Dolls is one of those shows that does that for all ages, and it really is it's a fun show, and the colors of and the style of dress are just wild.
Yeah, you know, it is super fun. There's also an extended Havana moment, which we're making plenty of use of. We're going to really play up a Latin angle. We're going to have timbales, several percussionists. When they go to Havana, that's where Miss Sarah learns to drink dulce de leche and thinks it would be a wonderful way for children to drink milk. And she sings If I Were a Bell, and it's just all in all kind of a blast. I do want to say that, you know, among these kids, that this is pretty unique for me. We would be rehearsing 2.5-3 hours, and at the end, they just spontaneously break into the songs. Like, for example, one we didn't mention, Bushel and a Peck.
Yep.
They love it.
We're speaking with Joshua Stone, the Weebatuck Drama Society, Guys and Dolls, Friday the 15th, Saturday the 16th at 7, Sunday the 17th at 2 at the high school on Haight Road in Armenia. Now, you can get advance tickets up until March 11th. Those are $10. 845-373-4100, extension 3118. But after the 11th, the tickets at the door are $12. Seniors, $8. A family of four or more, $8 each, and under five, free. And you know what I found, and Joshua, maybe you can comment on this because you've been involved in music and productions like this for a long, long time.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, we did one production, and it was okay, but you really had to scrape to get students to do it. Nowadays, the students just seem to love to get involved in this.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. There is a thing about doing a play which is absolutely just like building a universe. There's so many facets to it, and this is really an example of that. The cast, there's another 12, 15 kids that are just involved in tech, building sets, painting sets, building props. There's so many people. I just mentioned a few names. Mr. Craig Wickwire, who's the art teacher there, has designed our sets. Yesterday I brought in an old book called Hollywood Speaks, which he converted into a beautiful Bible by painting a cross on it so that Sarah has her Bible for the show. The thing is that the thing that's most important to me about this, Marshall, let me just take a moment and get serious, is it's doing a play like this, doing a play, being involved for weeks and weeks to make a production like this. It's not just helping you become good at the play. It's helping you become good at life.
No, you're true. I was involved in The Music Man 100 million years ago.
Yep, yep.
And one thing that people don't realize, when you do a production, this team becomes molded together like a sports team, like anything. You become a family, and at the end of the run, it really is a hard breakup.
You know, you're proving the point that I've been trying to make to these kids, which is that we're going to do something you are never going to forget. You're always going to remember when you did your high school play, especially if it's a good experience and so far has been wonderful for everybody. You're never going to forget this. Plus, the thing is, my job is to light a fire, to get them imagining that they can become something completely new. And you know what? They start doing it, then they have the costume, they have the makeup, they got the hair, they got the hat, the lights, they get up there, and they are something completely new.
And you know what? That feeling never goes away, because I was 30-something when I did my only play, and I still talk about it to this day.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, Guys and Dolls, Friday the 15th, Saturday the 16th, and Sunday the 17th, Weebatuck High School in Armenia. You can get tickets at the door, but tickets in advance before the 11th. Joshua, break a leg. Best of luck with the show.
Thanks so much, Miles. Great talking with you, and be well.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye.
Joshua Stone, who is the director of the Weebatuck Drama Society production of Guys and Dolls.
Nathan Detroit's crap game. Because of a doll. I cannot believe that a number one businessman like you could let himself go and fall in love with his own fiancée.
All right, so Adelaide is my weakness. Can you not be tolerant that I have got a weakness?
A
especially since this weakness is a sad condition that guys are in all over the world. Look,
what's playing at the Roxy? I'll tell you what's playing at the Roxy. It's a picture about a Minnesota man so in love with a Mississippi girl that he sacrifices everything and moves all the way to Biloxi. That's what's playing at the Roxy. What's in the Daily News? I'll tell you what's in the Daily News. Story about a guy who bought his wife a small ruby with what otherwise would have been his union dues. That's what's in the Daily News. What's happening all over? I'll tell you what's happening all over. Guy sitting home by a television set who used to be something of a rover. That's what's happening all over. Love is a thing that has licked them. And it looks like I'm just another victim. Yes, sir. When you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some doll. When you spot a John waiting out in the rain, chances are he's insane, as only a John can be for a Jane. When you meet a gent paying all kinds of rent for a flat that could flatten the Taj Mahal. Call it sad, call it funny, but it's better than even money that the guy is only doing it for some dog.
That is the Weebertuck Drama Society, of course. That's Frank Sinatra and friends. Guys and Dolls, a musical fable of Broadway. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 15th, 16th, and 17th at Weebertuck High School on Haight Road in Amenia.